share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Denmark is the first European Union, EU, country to lift most of the restrictions made to combat COVID-19. As reported by Berita Harian, the move was made despite the increase of COVID-19 cases involving an Omicron variant. Denmark no longer considers the pandemic a social critical illness because it does not burden the health system and the country has a high vaccination rate. The Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, in an interview with Danish radio, said it was too early to know whether the restrictions need to be reintroduced in the future. He said, "I dare not say it is really a final goodbye to the COVID-19 blockade. We don't know what will happen in the autumn. Whether there will be new variants." Denmark, a country with a population of about 5.8 million in recent weeks, has seen an average of more than 50,000 cases daily, while the number of patients admitted to hospital intensive care unit, ICU, wards are declining. Meanwhile, the head of the Danish Health Authority, Søren Brostrøm, told Danish broadcaster TV2, his attention was focused on the number of patients in the ICU rather than the number of infections. He said only 32 COVID-19 patients were treated in the ICU and a few weeks ago it increased to 80 people. The most notable restriction removed is the need to wear face masks, which is no longer mandatory when using public transport, shops, and for restaurant customers. Authorities only recommend the use of face masks in hospitals, healthcare facilities, and care centers. Other restrictions that have also been removed are rules requiring the use of digital certificates to enter nightclubs, party events, and dining in restaurants. Also read, South Korea sells Kosk, a mask for your nose that can be worn while eating. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.